Welcome to the Cafeteria Podcast. My name is Brent Trinhune. Sitting over there in the handsome chair is Ryan E. Miller.
Hey, I got the handsome chair this week.
Yeah, you should get it every week. When are you going to get me a turn in that bad boy?
Well, as soon as I get ugly.
Well,
that ain't
be here all goddamn night then.
All goddamn night. How are you, Brent?
I'm all right. I'm happy because Johnny's not here this week.
Oh, man, we can finally have a good episode.
We cut loose. We can stop pretending to like gas station water.
Oh, we can stop pretending to like Johnny.
That's
I think that's right. The crux of this, man. Like, that's.
Johnny is overseas.
Yeah, he's in not America.
Yeah, he's specifically. I had the address written down. If you guys want it,
if you guys want to
find it,
he's at the embassy.
Yeah,
I actually literally don't know where he is exactly right now. But
the embassy suites is where he's at.
Yeah, he's been texting us.
He had a 14-hour flight.
Something like that, 14, 16 hours, something stupid.
That's a long, and you fly more than I do, and you both fly more than I do, but that's a long time to just sit.
Yeah.
And as a man who loves to sit.
Man, you're a man with a big old flat ass
how much you
like to sit.
Nice groove in my couch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even today, like I came back from St. Louis this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not like a crazy amount of flights. Like it went to Minneapolis, then Minneapolis to here. Mm-hmm. So that's like 3.5. I slept the entire time. And even that was still miserable. Like that's kind of my limit.
I sleep on planes when I like my neck to hurt.
Oh, so. Yeah. Like for me, I guess we can get right into it. The reason that I just fell asleep the entire time on the plane, because like I've gotten better at sleeping on the planes, but it's not good sleep.
Mm-hmm. No, but, it's exhausted sleep.
Yeah, you don't always wake up refreshed, but like you're a tiny bit better than when if you hadn't slept.
You got to time travel a little bit
because
it's less painful when you're sitting on a sleep.
I remember taking off, and then I woke up when it was like, "Oh, we're starting our approach for land." You know, like I was like,
"Yeah,
cool." That's all I could ask for in this situation because I'm gonna be uncomfortable if I was awake too.
You don't strike me as a guy. Some people will pop something when they get on a flight to help them sleep.
Nah, I don't.
Pop pills?
No, I mean, I do, but they're. I'm popping gushers. They're not really pills.
I like to pop a nice blue chew when I get on flight.
Which that way, no one wants to talk to me because I'm a boner.
Which is Viagra that wrestlers take.
Yeah.
If you listen to any wrestling podcast, you'll get an ad for Blue Chew.
Yep. Yeah. Matt Rife also, I think, was advertising those for a while. He might still be doing it, but.
Yeah, a guy who probably doesn't need Blue Chew, but, you know, I don't need it either. It just makes my thing more rigid.
Yeah, I don't need it. It's just the only way I can get an erection. Whatever, you know, like, no big deal. No, but I had two shows last night. I was at Funny Bone in St. Charles, which is just outside St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Shows went well. I was very happy with the weekend. It was fine. You know, the late show starts at 9:30.
That's kind of late.
Yeah. The show ends at 11. Then you're selling merch and you're, you know, saying the goodbyes. Cause, like, I like the club there. I like the staff there. Kevin and everyone's great. Like, it's a great place. So I get back to the hotel 12:30.
Yeah, so this is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Yeah, and I have my flight leaves at 6:11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already not going to get a ton of sleep anyway, but I usually like to at least, like, I was pretty much all packed up. I kind of do that ahead of time. I was like, maybe I can get a two-hour nap, then sleep a little on the plane, then my day will be fine. Here was the problem. So I was in a room that was one half of, like, the double-connected rooms.
Yeah.
So they have like that door in between. And usually that means like the wall's a little thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Next door in the other room, there was a literal orgy going on.
You use the word literal and you mean literal.
I mean literal because I distinctly counted at least 7 different voices of people in there.
Yeah.
And then heard a lot of loud fucking.
Now, how many cheeks were clapping, you think?
At least with so at least 7 people, at least 14 cheeks.
Well, but not all of them were clapping, though.
Well, I mean, it seemed like that kind of party, though. Everyone's cheeks were getting clapped.
Somebody was pegging somebody, and now
Yeah.
are you sure this was sex?
100%. Because like at first I thought it was just like, because it was Saturday night, it could have just been it's Saint Patrick's Day
Yeah.
weekend. So like sometimes like, oh, we just rented a hotel and we're gonna go back and keep drinking there and whatever. So I thought that was what I heard one woman make a squirting joke.
Okay.
So at first I was just like, oh, someone said squirt something, and then she made that joke. I was like, okay. And then like 2 minutes later, she was like, yeah, I brought baby wipes and condoms so that everybody can stay clean. And I'm like, I don't really get how that joke works.
Wait a minute.
What's the joke for that? And then
And
I
she's
then
like,
you
I
just
got puppy pads.
yeah, then you just start hurting fucking. Yeah.
Now, how long did this last? Because that's also, I don't know the age of these people, but 12:30 seems a little late to be starting the orgy. You're not
Yeah.
getting me at my best.
So I would say the actual fucking started probably about one,
Okay.
and then it got quiet in there around 3:15.
Okay.
Because like I said, it's multiple people. Like one person wasn't fucking for 2 hours, but there was a lot of things going
Yeah, you
on.
could tag in, tag out, get the hot tag, and
And Dave guessed because I told him about it in the morning. There was also a furry convention going on
oh,
at the same time.
yeah.
So, and I'm a big proponent of let your freak flag fly. If everyone's consenting, it doesn't hurt me, but it made it a little less annoying when I envisioned them all just being dressed as like giant foxes.
Yeah, fox and ox and yeah. Did you have you seen that big thing at Walmart? It's like a like they big bin they would put the DVDs in. They would have like those furry heads. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've seen people like put them on in the store, and I don't even try on a hat in the store, let
All
alone
right.
put something over my face.
Yeah, that you know that you're not the first face
Yeah,
that's
and
been in that thing.
I shop at Walmart, but I'm not putting something on my face that Walmart people have worn.
Yeah, like I'm not putting something on my face that Walmart people have worn because I'm a Walmart person.
Yeah.
I don't want you to have to wear what was on my face.
I'm considerate.
Yeah. So yeah,
So,
that they were they all seemed to have a good time.
was it a lot of moaning? Did you hear any distinguishable words?
Yeah, a lot of moaning. One dude may have been getting stabbed. It was hard to
That's,
tell.
yeah. What if he's
Like
like the loud guy at the orgy?
yeah.
Like
Like well
the weird, he's got a weird catchphrase he's
Yeah,
trying to work in.
he's like, oh, that's a humdinger. It's
All
like,
right, Rick, you said it about 8 times already.
all right, knock it on. It's not catching on. Yeah, so I mean, as far as orgies go, I guess like it wasn't like overtly loud. It was just like these walls were super thin because it was a connected room
Yeah.
kind of thing. It was more that. I believe the women gave the appropriate amount of moaning that
Yeah.
didn't feel like it was like out of place. You
Mm-hmm.
know, it wasn't like the woman in the comedy club audience who's like the one snorter
Yeah,
where
where
there's
you're
like
like, you got to stop the show to be like, hey.
I have to acknowledge that that just happened
Yeah.
because no one else is doing that.
Yeah.
And then I only heard one dude and it was like one of the last dudes and like he was just going like, ah! Ah! Like that was kind of his, and I was like, it's probably got to be natural because like I don't know why you'd choose that.
That's got to be the like to be one of the last people at the orgy to wrap it up. Do you think like I like attention when I'm on stage, but I don't like it pretty much any other time. So like to have a room full of people that have just fucked.
And
And
now
then to be,
they're waiting for you, just like
yeah, they're
looking at their
trying to
watch.
break out the deli tray, and you're the one holding everybody back from the salami.
Yeah, gonna get a Powerade while we're waiting for you right now.
Hey, can we start eating or what? Look.
Yeah, no, fucking Ted won't come yet.
That's
Yeah.
that and so did your room have two beds?
I only had one.
Okay, so can we assume that they had one bed then? That's not always the case.
I honestly don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it was the guy, like, what once he started stopped grunting, it seemed like it was pretty much over.
Yeah.
But it got like weirdly quiet. It's almost like everyone finished and then just gone. Like
Just left.
it
Yeah.
was like quietly out of there.
It's like how the Hulk is not the Hulk anymore, and he's like, "Oh, I gotta get out of here." You know, like.
Oh boy. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be last at the orgy, I don't think.
I was gonna say I wouldn't want to like wrap it up first, but I wouldn't want to wrap it up last, you know?
See, yeah, for me, I guess it's like the equivalent, like orgies are not my particular thing. That doesn't sound like a sexy event for me.
Yeah.
But I would kind of treat it the same way that I treated having to give a speech in like high school, where
Yeah.
it's like I'm nervous, but the sooner I go, everyone else is nervous too,
Yeah.
so they're not paying attention to me. If you go last and everybody else is done,
Yeah.
everyone's relaxed now, so they're all eyes on you. Like, what's this guy's speech about?
I would have wrapped it up when everybody was still in bra and panties. Just.
I would have wrapped it up at the invite.
Yeah.
Uh
All right, I'm gonna hit the dusty trail, fellas.
oh. I know it's still in a bag in your car, but can we bust open that meat tray real fast?
Just the guy that's like got the half a deli tray eaten. People are still not even finished.
Yeah, there's like one dude in there who only came so he could eat the meat tray.
Hey, is deli tray here?
Yeah, he's like, hey, you gonna come over here and fuck? Why quit just eating meat and cheese, man?
Hey,
Like,
could you like wipe the grease off your fingers first?
we brought baby wipes. Yeah, so
That's
I haven't had too many experiences like that. Like obviously not an orgy, but I've been
yeah.
pretty lucky in hotels where like there's the occasional like the worst thing, especially when I worked at a hotel, the worst would be like
Yeah, I
a
remember you
se
worked at that hotel because I came in there a few times for an orgy.
Yeah, exactly.
But more so just to see you in the lobby because it was right
Well,
by where I lived.
you kept saying it was an orgy, but then more people wouldn't come, but you always came in with two meat trays.
I
So,
was the sound guy.
yeah, you're like, it's for the orgy. And then you would just go into the room by yourself and no one ever came.
That hotel around the corner from my house.
But the meat trays would always be picked bone dry.
Is deli tray? Hey, it's Brent Terhune or it might be under deli tray. I don't know.
Could you let me know when the other people for the orgy get here?
It's like when you get to a restaurant and people still haven't shown up, so you feel like they're like, oh, that guy got ghosted.
Yeah,
And then
I got ghosts at the orgy, but it's
I
just an
like an
excuse.
Irish goodbye at the orgy. That's what I
Yeah,
like to do.
it's like, I'm gonna go ahead and while you're all balls deep, I'm gonna sneak out. Yeah, but
At the when you worked at the hotel.
I was gonna, I for the most part, what would happen, like the worst kind of things that I've, and even on the road that I've had to deal with, it's never orgies or like loud stuff like that. It was always the travel baseball team is there for a tournament, and
Running
then
up and
after
down
the,
the goddamn halls.
yeah, it's that then, and the kids wouldn't even be the worst part. They're just being kids.
Yeah.
It would be the drunk fucking parents thinking that
Cooler.
they
Yeah.
rented the entire hotel themselves.
Yeah.
So they're like, just like it's 3 in the morning and they're just drunk and yelling and playing music. And I'm like, you cunts. That's what I would say to them.
Well, it's like it's people that you could tell have never been around a pool before, or their only time around a pool is at one of those things where, yeah, it's a pool is cool, but it's like you've been around them enough. It's like, yeah, there's the pool, but these people go nuts. This cold place smelling like chlorine, the carpets are wet.
I remember a really fun novelty when I was like 7. Is like, does the hotel have a pool? Like that's like a super exciting thing. Like when you're 7, you're like, yeah, we're gonna get in the pool. But when you're still like in your 40s, and you're like, fuck yeah, the pool. This is gonna be awesome.
Just like a guy that's got two Bud Lights in each hand
Yeah,
walking down to the pool.
I don't have to bring my own towels. This is awesome.
I don't have to shower before I get in this public water source.
I'm gonna just get cleaned in there.
Oh God. And it's yeah. So you didn't have a lot of people come into the hotel. And clearly this is like a fuck appointment. Because you worked at
This,
a nicer hotel.
I mean, not overly. It was a Holiday Inn Express, like right off the
That's
freeway. It's not like it was
nice
like,
for me.
we had like our like, and I liked them for the most part, but a good chunk of the people in our hotel, there was like a truck driving school that was kind of nearby that they had a contract with. So there would be, you know, the students at the school, you know, they would stay at the hotel for like 4 to 6 weeks while they were training. So there's a contract for that kind of stuff. And like most of you'd have a couple fucking idiots, just like you will with any group. But for the most part, they were just like cool as shit. Like those are the ones you kind of like, because like you're like, hey, what's up, Chuck? How's it? You know, like you can actually get to know them a little bit over the time. And then like they want to be more respectful of the space because now you're buddies, so they're not being complete assholes. It's always the worst people are just like people who are not just a little above middle class, just a tiny bit, and then they treat you like shit the whole time.
Well, and it's not the same thing, but Greg Warren, a comedian, super funny, one of my favorites, has a premise of one star people. You get the hotel, you can get a 3-star hotel for a 1-star price, but he's like, the only problem is you get 1-star people in the 3-star hotel. So,
That's essentially what it was.
so you in that intersection that you worked at, that I think by far is the best hotel. If you're staying at any other hotels around there,
Well, yeah,
it's
because like
not good.
across the street, there's like a Travelodge or something like there's a bunch of like much seedier places
Crack Den
there.
Hotel.
That kind of place. And some of the nicer people are the people who kind of could be dicks but weren't. Like I remember we had about a 2 week period where a lot of Obama's Secret Service people were staying there.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, bummer. That demon rat. Obviously he wasn't staying at the but you know, like he had some kind of speech or something planned, and you know, those teams come in, you know, a couple weeks in advance to get everything.
Scout it.
You know, it's not just like the president shows up and like everything's good. Like that's so like so it was kind of interesting. Like they were all very nice. Like obviously they couldn't tell you shit about what they were doing or
But you
like
could
anything like that.
tell, like, they had a badge or something.
Well, like part of like I guess like however they contracted the rooms or whatever was like it wasn't a secret that they were the Secret Service, you know?
They were talking to their wrists a lot.
Yeah, just doing a lot of that. So like I don't even know what this script like this wasn't his like immediate detail. This is probably more so like and the only reason we knew is that they gave us enough information because like part of the deal is like they're hooked up into our security cameras and you know like so they had to have some extra access that was like okay, but that's really all we knew as far as like you know I'm making 725 an hour or some bullshit like I don't need to know anything,
Do you guys have
but.
like a CIA discount or something? What we I don't know that I'm super friends with this guy, but I know I'm Stan Chin.
Yeah, I
You
know
know
Stan. I
Stan?
like Stan a lot. Stan's a good guy.
He's a comedian, but I think he isn't he a
He
pilot for
he's a
FedEx?
yeah, he's a pilot. I think his primary is he's a pilot. He's been pilot for 30 years or
And
something ridiculous.
I think he's one of the guys that like he'll get paid to go and stay at hotels to see if that's the hotel the airline wants to use in that town. So like go to Milwaukee and stay. I don't know how it works. Maybe stay at two or three hotels to see if the one that they're going to stay at is up to par. That's like a job that he has aside from flying a plane.
No, that's not a bad job, really, if you're
No,
going to be
to
traveling anyway.
professionally stay in a hotel, like be a
Yeah.
secret shopper.
Yeah.
I did
Same.
over the weekend. I stayed at. I sent you the link for it. It was in Ohio. It's a Landell's Mohican Castle.
Okay.
That's where my show was at. And if you give that a Google. It's not a castle, but it's some kind of weird mansion deal. Landell's Mohican Castle. You see those pictures?
I don't.
Okay.
I didn't get that link, buddy.
Oh, I put it down in the chat thing.
Nah,
Or
I got a link for businesses we lost this decade.
yeah, that was gonna be something if we talked about it.
What was it? Landell's Mohican.
Mohican Castle.
Okay.
That's where the show was, but I bring it up because it's some kind of weird looking mansion deal, but
Oh,
then
Jesus Christ. This looks like just the first picture here looks like one of those like buildings that a crazy old widow, like, until I died, I just kept building on top of it
the
and putting
Winchester
it.
Mansion, that's what you're
Yeah, like
talking
that.
about. Yeah,
Yeah, it looks like that.
it's
It looks
definitely like a
dope.
novelty. Yeah, it was really cool. But I was in the it's like a whole property where there's a graveyard you can go to. They do ghost tours. But I was staying in the on the map. It just was called the Stables.
God.
And it thankfully ended up being nice. There was a big tub, like they could have had an orgy in this tub. There's it's for two,
Dude.
three people with the
Hell
jets.
yeah.
I took a picture of it. I sent it to producer wife and I said, they got a fuck tub in here.
Oh man, I know what we're gonna hold the next beef and cheddar fest.
The first.
Yeah.
And the whole time on the phone, I kept saying, the fuck tub is a little place where we get to fuck in a
Fuck tub, baby. Fuck tub, baby.
But
Fuck tub,
see,
I've got a chub.
this is exactly what I did to her,
Oh,
and
God.
she surprisingly found it annoying, and I think it's
Oh,
hilarious.
you know what? She's an old prude, and I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I guess if you do it for 20 minutes on a phone call, when you this is the only way you could talk to your loved one on the phone,
Yeah.
and
And she's like, I think one of the cats sick, and you're like, fuck.
fucked up. Wow, you just
Like, well, I'm really worried. Should I take him to
fucked
the
up. But the you brought up your orgy.
Like, my wife listens to this. It wasn't my orgy. All right, I want to make that
Why
very
are you
clear.
slashing across your throat like
It
you don't want me to talk
yeah,
about
it wasn't my orgy. I was just masturbating furiously next door
I
to the
was
furries fucking.
it you were deli tray.
Yeah, I was like, you guys got any food over there? Just
I'm just
whispering
here
to
for
the
the
wall.
food.
Yeah.
The room next door, I was walking outside, and this is like a weird thing. Most places have a key card anymore. This one had real keys,
Okay.
but it was like not usually when you get a real key anymore, that means it's super shitty, but this was just like unique, I guess. And I'm walking past the room in the stables, and I hear fucking. I hear loud noises, only what I can assume is sex
Nice.
through on the outside. And then I listen a little bit longer, and I realize it's like bunch of kids playing. And I was like, oh God. That was my first thing. It was like, I just heard a bunch of voices. I stay in enough hotels to assume it's fucking. And I'm like, oh, that's just children playing. And then my brain goes to, why are these kids up at 11:30? These are bad
These
parents.
are bad parents because they're fucking while the
Yeah,
kids
they were
are
fucking. Yeah.
that Nikki Glaser has a great, like, one of my favorite jokes ever. That's basically that premise.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, where she's like, I stayed at this hotel once and I heard like a real squeaky bed over there. through the wall, so I didn't know if it was people having sex or kids just jumping on the bed. So I didn't know if I should masturbate or masturbate harder.
That's gonna either get her canceled or she's gonna be one of the biggest touring acts this year.
Yep, she did all right.
Yeah,
That joke was
just
from like 10 some years
yeah,
ago, so
yeah.
I think she's okay.
She just had friends open up for her on two theater shows over the weekend. So I think she's good.
Yeah, I think
But
she's all right.
yeah, I the I've had people like hear I could hear them through the wall, but the one time that was so loud and it was like power fucking. It wasn't just like, let's put on some Genuine and take it slow. This was bam, bam, like, and he was selling and she was selling. Like, she was super loud, and it was like cheeks clapping through the wall.
My man.
And then, so I heard them leaving in the next morning. Okay, of course, you heard them, so you want to see. And it,
Like, should I have been aroused?
yeah.
Yeah, I need to
Let's.
know, like.
That's like a weird like the Masked Singer, like.
I think it was
I
Britney Spears.
think it
And
was
it's just
Dr.
some
Phil.
dude who works at the gas station.
And I look out the peephole because I can hear. I'm leaving at the same time, but I hear their door open, and it turns out it was the comic that brought me, and I know the guy.
Okay.
And I didn't say a word, didn't say anything, but I know this person.
I would have given him one of those, you know,
Nice.
just one of those attaboy.
You all right, sweetheart?
Yeah. Why
But
you
yeah.
walking so bow-legged?
You ride a lot of horses?
Are
But
you
yeah,
equestrian?
it was like there was no mistaking what was going on in there. It was so just aggressive, and it, and I guess they were into it because nobody said no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't got that in me, man.
Yeah, and that's the last time I open up for you, Ryan.
I know. I was like, bam, bam.
Bam. Unless I'm gonna open up for you in Fort Wayne, Indiana at
Yes, the end of the month here.
whatever the school that is there.
Purdue Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing you're not telling about that story was one, it was me. I was the other comic. And
It was
two,
me, Austin.
I just walked out with a deli tray. That's all it
And
was. That's
you
how
didn't even hold it flat. You held it vertically,
I...
like it was a laptop. Just shit all on the
just dump into the bottom of
It don't
the
fucking matter. I'm gonna
thing.
eat it all.
I'm gonna fucking just eat it with a goddamn fork and a salad bowl anyway. Who gives a shit? You want to talk about this article that you sent? This looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, 'cause we on the our Patreon episode, we got to talking about GameStop, and you said you couldn't wait till all these employees lose their jobs and can't feed their families, is what you
Yeah.
said.
Well, the thing is that company is so shitty, and most of these employees can't feed their families anyway because they just cut
Yeah.
hours and shit.
So I thought it was because I asked, is that the only game store? Of course, other places sell games, but before that, it was like Electronics Boutique or Funko Land was the one I went to.
Yeah.
So it
To
got me
my
thinking.
knowledge, I think it's the only like dedicated game store. Unless you want to
Yeah.
count like there's like hybrid stuff like Gamefly still exists, which is kind of like Netflix, and then and like you can buy games through them too.
Yeah.
Kind of
So
stuff, but that's a little different.
I just gave this a list a quick Google of stuff that's not around anymore, 'cause that's always we had the was it food that was discontinued or canceled a
Yeah.
few weeks ago. I always think it's interesting. And a lot of these, I didn't even get look at this list, to be honest. I just sent it over, but I'm assuming a lot of these are going to be stores in the mall where like,
Right.
cause I was in
Or in a strip mall. Like that would just be like
yeah.
part of like there's eight businesses here and
Yeah.
you can see the old logo that's now gone, but it's like imprinted on the side of the building.
Yeah.
So you know it was a Kmart.
Or when it's there's no mistaking that that place used to be a Pizza Hut because
Yes.
it's a goddamn hut, you know? And
Yeah. I love that with like a new place that moves in, like Pizza Hut and IHOPs. There's just no mistaking that. Like,
Long
yeah,
John Silver's,
you did what you could to repurpose it, but that's a fucking Pizza Hut.
yeah, that's good branding, baby. Because over the weekend that I was at another touristy spot besides this castle deal, and I was just driving down the main street, and I was thinking of how all these stores, these touristy spots like a Myrtle Beach, some stores only are able to exist there. Like if you went to get a loan for your business and said, I want to start a popcorn store, they'd say, that's a bad idea. But then you're like, it's in Myrtle Beach. They're like, you'll make $1 million
Yeah,
there.
you're gonna be the popcorn
Yeah.
empresario.
I want to start a cheese store, or in the same town. It was in Frankenmuth, Michigan, which is now, they have a year literal. The sign said through open 361 days. It's a Christmas store. That's all they have.
I was gonna say Frankenmuth, isn't that what Jesus was given on his birthday?
Yeah, Frankenmuth. That's actually my favorite folk duo is Frankenmuth.
I was gonna say it's also my favorite novelty breakfast cereal.
Yeah, I love Frankenmuth, man.
With little Franken marshmallows in it. Mooshmallows.
Moothmallows.
Moothmallows.
But like they had a store that just said kilts, KILTS, kilts like you'd wear. And it's like that store would not exist anywhere else besides the tourist town.
Yeah, because like the only other place that exists is like Etsy, you know, like when
Yeah.
someone has like a specialty like store like that, but they don't have they run that out of their spare room,
Yeah, not a
in their
dedicated brick
house,
and
you know,
mortar.
like they're not paying extra rent to have
Yeah.
office space for that.
Now some of these they're out of business, like Pier 1 Imports. I only went in there because I'm a married man that has a mother-in-law. Otherwise, I don't care about wicker.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been in a Pier One. I used to go to Fry's a lot.
Yeah, we hit a Fry's here in Fry's Electronics in Indianapolis for, and it was like I would tell people it's like eight Best Buys in one.
Yeah, it was very useful. My buddy Nate, aka Nasty Nate, when I first moved out to California, he was basically my sugar daddy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice. We had to clap some cheeks, but it
Hey
was
yo,
worth it.
deli tray, get over
Yeah,
here.
damn it, Trey, get over here.
All
The
right, boys.
rent's due. That's he was a roommate of mine in college, and he was an engineer, so he had a much better job than me when I was starting comedy. And
Yeah.
he basically was like, as long as you're working and you're trying to do shit, I won't charge your rent. So,
That's nice.
yeah, he was a good dude. So he's responsible for all this bullshit.
Yeah.
All these dick jokes I get to tell in 2024 is because of Nasty Nate. But we used to go to Fry's all the time. It was just like Amazon existed then, but it wasn't necessarily the go-to in our brains yet for like,
Yeah.
oh, I need a USB cord or I need a, you know, whatever. So
Yeah.
like we just used to go hang out at Fry's all the time and find the shit there. I
And
mean,
the thing
I enjoyed it.
I noticed about Fry's, and maybe there was something different about these TVs, but they would have like $7,000 TVs. And
Yeah.
I don't know how far in the future, that this tech, eventually that technology is going to be $600.
Well, I'd say at this point, with just how long they've been out of business, it probably is $600 now.
Yeah. But I'm like, who is buying a $7,000 TV?
Man, there's certain things like that. Like, and I love me some good technology. Like, I want an 8K TV. I think that would be dope. But like, if I just wait 2 years, that'll
Yeah.
just be what the TVs are.
Yeah. And at a certain point,
It's
I don't
the,
know how
instead
much.
of, well, I was gonna say, I don't want to buy like when that technology is immediately brand new, it's also gonna be like in 2 years, you're gonna be able to get it for $500 instead of 10,000, and mine is shitty
Yeah.
because it
It's
was
a,
the first try.
yeah, the first time it was out. So you could, I would go into that store, not often because it wasn't even on the side of town that I lived in, but you could tell that like they had way too much space and they had to fill it. When
Right,
they would
yep.
start to have like all the DVDs. Like nobody wants, I can't even think of an obscure show, but I'm like, if you wanted that show, it's here, but nobody's buying this shit.
Yeah. Everyone who wanted it got it already, and that's
Yeah.
it. It's done. Sam Goody.
I never went to a Sam Goody.
I don't think I did
Please tell
either.
me about it, Ryan.
I never went either.
We do have a FYE
Yeah, I was gonna say
there.
that's the one that I used to. I don't know if there's still one in Terre Haute, but the Honey Creek Mall. We used to go to FYE a lot because there's one there.
We have two FYEs, and I just went to one in Peoria, Illinois. And I was like, oh shit, I wouldn't go to the mall, but they have an FYE. And it turns out they were having like a comic and toy convention inside the mall. And
Okay.
then there are big signs everywhere in the FYE that were like 80% off, going out of
Yeah.
business.
Yep.
I was like, cool, I could buy a bunch of Funko Pops. I could get at Goodwill next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to see. Brookstone's out of business? That makes me sad. I never bought anything from a Brookstone ever, but that was like a staple of airports.
Some of these are like places I had never been in because I there's no it's too expensive, or I've never gone to a store called Papyrus,
Oh
you
yeah,
know?
I have a feeling a lot of this is just a little fancier than our small town hillbilly Indiana
I'm not even from a small
normal
town.
day to
It's just,
day. Well, I
yeah.
mean, you're just a hillbilly though, but
Fred's, this discounter and pharmacy with a wide presence throughout the Southeast, filed for bankruptcy in September of 2019. So that's, of course, Fred's Super Dollar. I don't know what that is.
oh, of
Barney's.
course, yeah.
I know Barney's because it was in Big Daddy when they went to get a nice suit.
Yes. Lifeway Christian. Yeah.
I'm not.
Faith-based bookseller, Lifeway Christian.
I found that when most things are labeled Christian, it's an excuse to charge you 30 more percent on anything.
You could buy the Bible at Walmart for $4, but this is the Christian Bible for $30 here.
Pay less shoes. Did you ever go to pay less?
I did. Yeah, one of my friends in college, she worked at the Payless in Terre Haute,
Yeah.
so I'd buy a shoe there.
Poor
I could get
people
a discount.
shoes. I don't
Yep,
even
hell
know.
yeah.
I just know that we were poor. That's where we got shoes.
Yeah, so I assume.
I just assume it was the poor people's shoe store. Dress Barn. I had no reason to go there, but it's not very flattering when the women are buying dresses at a barn, you know?
Yeah. For your cow ass.
Hey, bring your fat ass down on the dress barn. We got deli trays while you're trying stuff on.
A big old meat tray while you're putting those ham hocks into some tights.
Look at the size of those ham
Yeah,
hocks.
Toys R Us was one that made me sad.
Yeah, and it's like it seemed I feel like that's one of those where there's been news stories in the past few years where they're like, we're bringing it back. It's like when Hostess was supposed to go out of business
And
and then
then
they
it's still
didn't.
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Toys R Us is still like Macy's bought it. So
Okay.
like so
Yeah.
there's like a section in a Mace in Macy's that's like Toys R Us.
Yeah,
But
you
it's
know how
like
we go to Macy's all the time, Ryan.
yeah. Well, man, I'm married to a woman who likes to shop for clothes and stuff, so I have to go to Macy's a lot.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been to a Macy's on purpose. I've been through it to get to the thing that I want to get. It's like I've never been to a Von Maurer, other than to listen to the piano lady.
Macy's is pretty much at every mall. It's like the store you have to go through to get into the mall. Like
Yeah.
that like that's the entrance
It's
to
the
where you need to go.
first level of every game that you got to do.
Yes. It's the tutorial for the mall.
Now she's listening. What does producer Ann like to buy? She's a big clothing lady.
Yeah, so she enjoys some nice clothing and stuff like that. I wouldn't say she collects it,
Yeah.
like I collect things, but she shops differently than I do, especially for clothes. It took me a
Yeah.
while to, because we make our own money. We're allowed to buy whatever we want. It's not like that type of relationship, but
Yeah.
like we have a general rule that if we're like
I'm gonna
buying
spend
something,
some money.
yeah, like just so you know, I'm about to buy this rare game that costs whatever, you know,
Yeah.
like we kind of like. And it took me a little bit to adjust because I would see these like charges for like $600. And I'd be like, what the fuck is $600? She shops for clothes in that like she'll buy $600 worth of stuff and then return $560 worth of it because she wants to try things on and like things like that.
And a comfortable setting, not with a heavy breather behind the cardboard partition, you know.
You need any help in there?
Oh, I dropped my deli tray over here.
Oh, no. Yeah, so she enjoys that stuff. Like she enjoys like shopping for fashion things. So,
Yeah, and
and
that's like a thing. I've never been into fashion or clothing. Obviously, if you've ever looked at me, you wouldn't guess that. But you
I
gotta have
buy
something, you
clothes
know?
when I need clothes. I was like, hey, honey, all of my underwear has holes in it now.
Yeah, my balls fall out of the wrong part
Can
of
we
the
go there?
underwear.
Like every time I buy something, it's like most of the time when I buy clothes, it's because the one item that I had in that thing ripped and it's now destroyed. Or like I had to buy really nice clothes when I did that award show, for instance, that PBS award show, because I just don't casually own that. So it's like, okay, I'm shopping for clothes today and I'm gonna
We'll go to
buy.
Barney's.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy the one outfit that meets this, and then for the next 6 years, I will wear this to every wedding we're invited to.
Oh, it's old Ryan Cumberbund Knee Miller.
It's old Ryan Deli Tray Tuxedo Knee Miller.
H.H. Gregg, ubiquitous electronics retailer, said it was filing for bankruptcy, closing 88 of its 220 stores March 2017. 1 month later, after failing to find a buyer, the company moved to close all the remaining stores. I used to hate going to this place when I was a kid because anytime we went, it means that my parents were looking for a washer or a dryer, something not fun, and I had to stick close. I couldn't go look at fun things. I had to be stuck in the goddamn dryer section.
That's never fun. Like I always say that as a kid. Luckily, my parents didn't love us and just let us run around.
Yeah, you guys just went to the laundromat.
She was. My mom was hoping we'd get kidnapped. Like
Just,
that's how we went.
I hope the floor gets wet and one of these little bastards slips on it and we could get a payday.
She'd be like, "We're going to HH Greg to go shop for dryers," but we would never leave with a dryer.
Yeah, you just do laundry at the place. Yeah, we just mind if we take it for test spin?
Just make sure that I'll get all these shit stains out of these holy ass underwear.
Another one, Family Christian Stores. Again, no, I got no reason to be in there.
I feel, and maybe I'm wrong because I mean those stores probably existed for a long time. I feel sometimes like a store can be too niche because,
Popcorn store.
like a family Christian store, probably almost everything you could buy in there, you could also just go buy at the store, you know? So it's like you have to convince people that, like, no, if you're a Christian, this is the only place to buy these things. But like, because like I've been in like the only thing I've been in a couple like Christian bookstores. You know, because a lot of times they're just a used bookstore that just is called a Christian bookstore, but you can find other stuff. But like, I feel that that was sort of like it just narrows it down too much, I guess. Because it's like I could also get the Bible at Barnes and Noble, you know, like they have it there too.
Like Chick-fil-A is a Christian company, but who doesn't like a chicken sandwich? You know, you could, it just so happens to be that it's Christian. You know?
Unlike Golf Smith.
Golf Smith. That's, don't, you can't add Smith to the end of shit and make it sound way cooler than it is.
I mean that was the family name that was based off of that was the profession of the Europeans in the 1400s. I
Oh,
was a
Jerry
golf
Golf
smith.
Smith.
He was a smithy of golf.
We did skip Radio Shack. That was the one I thought of because I was in Rushville, Indiana, doing that theater. It was a theater sold out, you know, and I don't know. It was just like the thing to do in the town. It wasn't because people wanted to see me. And I drove past and I had to go back around. I think it was last year in 2023 or 2022, they had a working Radio Shack. It wasn't, it went out of business and they didn't take the shit down. I want to go back there just to see what Radio Shack's pushing.
Well, I mean, it could be one of those situations too that, like, like when Blockbuster went out of business, for instance, they're still a Blockbuster in what is it, like Bend, Oregon, or something like that. And there was a lot in Alaska up until like a year or two ago,
Yeah, because the
because
internet sucks up
there's just
there.
bad internet, so you can literally do it. I think in a lot of situations, like the companies, like maybe if you were a franchisee, if you wanted to, they were just like, yeah, just use, we don't give a shit,
Yeah,
whatever,
for
just like pay us. Because I'm pretty sure, and I don't know the exact story of it, but Little Caesars had went out of business like 20 years ago, but then people were just still running their Little Caesars, and then it
Yeah.
was back in business. Like, Little Caesars still exists. There's commercials with Matthew Stafford and shit. Like, it's a big enough company where they're paying NFL players to market them.
Yeah.
But like, it went out of business, and then people could just still have their Little Caesars if they wanted.
But also, when's the last time you saw Radio Shack?
Never.
Yeah, I don't.
Which
It's
means
like,
that your
where else?
story is a fucking lie.
I know. Well, I need a new RC car, Ryan.
Yes, yeah, so if I didn't see it, that means it ain't true.
And even if you showed me proof, I'd deny it.
I would totally deny because I didn't see it.
I need an RC car. I need specialty batteries. And my guess is Radio Shack sells phones, and that's about it.
Yeah, they're probably like Cricket wireless phones and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll sell you all the phones, but then you got to go to another store that also sells that phone to get it
To
activated.
activate it. Virgin Megastore, that went out of business because I got a hold of all of them.
Then they just
Yeah,
called it Mega Store.
am I right? Whoa.
What I just Sports Authority. You said Golfsmith. There is
Sports
like golf
Chalet.
stores. I
Yeah.
don't even. That sounds too fancy.
Yeah,
When it's spelled, I don't. I haven't seen the spelling, but I'm sure it's Chalet.
I assume Sports Chalet is where you could only get stuff for polo,
Water
cricket,
polo.
yeah, croquet,
Anything that involves a horse.
bocce ball.
Yeah, it's something where you part of the dress code is you tie a sweater over your shoulders.
Yes, I that's the only one. That's actually all they sold was shoulder sweaters.
Yeah, sir, you're putting it on wrong. It's got to go over your shoulders.
This isn't for warmth.
I'm scrolling through Comp USA. Oh, what was the other like the Best Buy one? Circuit City.
Circuit City, yeah. I remember Circuit City. That one hurt a lot because I used to be able to get games there. And I remember when I was in college, like two or three of my really good friends just like lost their jobs overnight. That one was sudden. It was just like, oh, by the way, this company doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Later.
We're taking our business to Best Buy.
Yeah, Fashion Bug. I think my sister worked at one of those for a while.
Not no mo.
She hated it.
Borders. I used
Yep.
to go to Borders
Yeah,
when I
me
was a
too.
kid, played in the Pokemon Trading Card Game League at
Ooh.
Borders.
Yeah,
Just a
that's fair.
bunch of nerds slanging cards in the back over in the corner, hoping that we'd bother our parents enough to go buy some cards up at the front.
Yeah, I assume that is where you got an affinity for crushing pussy.
That's true. The pussies was this kid that we called. He had a deli
There was
tray.
deli tray and pussy.
Yeah,
Blockbuster.
Borders. But now it's like Barnes and Noble. I don't know what Borders was doing differently. Books and shit. I love any bookstore you go to look at the DVD section because that's what I do at a bookstore, Ryan, is I look at the
Right.
DVDs, and it's an 800% markup on everything. I love to go to a bookstore to look at the movies to see what I'd rather get on Amazon.
Yeah, there's a certain, like, I know brick and mortar, you got to spend a, like, you got to price it a little higher just to
Yeah.
justify it. Like, I understand, and especially for like a small business, like I'll buy video games, for instance, from a local store that like I know I could get it cheaper on eBay. But I'm supporting a buddy who runs a store. Like, that's
Yeah.
one thing. But, like, there's also just like a laziness behind it sometimes, too.
Yeah, it's here. I'm here.
I went to a toy store this weekend. I was hunting around for, that's where I got this sweet Ultimate Warrior right
Yeah, look
there.
at him.
But so I was hitting around like a lot of Walmarts and Targets and shit like that. But I found like I always try to find like a toy store now that's like a local, just mom pa shop.
You know
And
the town sucks when you search for toy stores and it says go calendars and toys.
yeah, it's Amazon.com.
Yeah.
But like I went in there and like this guy was lazy, not in the things had to be priced a little higher because it's a brick and mortar store and that's just part of it. Like this guy was lazy in that like he priced it the same way that like your grandma would price shit at a garage sale.
Yeah.
That like so like I'm looking for certain wrestling action figures, for instance, and there's a line that's called that WWE releases called Elite. So retail at stores, it's like $23.
Yeah, they're
Like that
more
that that
detailed. They got more shit that come with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's just like the normal price. And some of them are harder to find, like after they kind of do their initial run or whatever, so like the price goes up. Some of them are so common that like I've been getting some of them on Amazon for like $6
Yeah.
just because like they didn't sell well, they have a bunch, like whatever. This is the type of store though that like he had a bunch of them. They were all $30. Everything was $30. He just put
Yeah.
$30 on everything. And it's like, if you don't care enough to even like competitively price this shit to actually like,
Yeah.
but like it's either laziness or you're like hoping people are just that they are stupid and aren't researching enough where they go, that's just the price, I guess. I guess I'll grab that.
And I bet you wouldn't buy one that was worth $60 at that $30 price. I bet he had the $60 ones in a case, and I'll be damned if they weren't $30. They were $60 because he knew what he had.
I bought one thing that, like, when I looked on eBay, it was basically the equivalent price.
Yeah.
It was a Big Boss Man Elite that looked really nice.
Like
So,
why
but
with that the Barnes and Nobles that like why does the DVD a standard definition DVD cost $30?
yeah, that's the that is something that they can't give away at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, but so, some people like just the way they spend their own money though, they literally just want the convenience of I can grab it right now. I don't care if I could if I spend half an afternoon and price shop a little bit, I could get this much cheaper. Their brain just goes, oh, there, give me $30, cool,
That's it.
whatever.
Yes, and some people like the thrill of the hunt. Like
Yeah.
you could just buy whatever you want on eBay anymore. But it's
Yeah.
going to the store and finding stuff.
Yeah, like after we get done recording here, I'm literally gonna go to Walmart to see if they have the WrestleMania shipper there.
Okay.
There's like a display. I finally found one in St. Louis, and I bought some stuff there. But it has like some like rarer figures. Like that's fun. I can just like not to brag. I make okay money. I could just
Yeah.
like I could just go on eBay and just drop the cash I want on almost anything that I'm looking for right
Yeah.
now, and just have it and be done with it. But like. Part of the fun is like trying to get a deal and like actually seeing it in the wild and shit.
You could afford a room next to the orgy.
Exactly. Like, I'm big deal, man.
Yeah.
Like we were definitely living different lives because they were having an orgy and like I had just bought like a lot of Mountain Dew. So I had like tons of empty Mountain Dew cans because I bought like 2 12-packs for the weekend.
You sent us that because I thought I didn't know that was in your hotel. I thought that was before you left the house.
No, that
Like,
was. Well, because I went, this was like a longer weekend for me. I went in Wednesday,
yeah,
and
okay, yeah. So
I
you
had Thursday, Friday, Saturday show. So I bought like some like, funny enough,
supplies.
I bought some deli meat.
I bet you did.
I was like, I had some stuff to make sandwiches. Like I just, and then I was like, oh, I'll buy a couple 12-packs. And I tried Mountain Dew Frostbite.
How
It was
was that? Did they
actually
got to
very good.
amputate something over there?
It was very good. It was very tasty. It tastes like blue.
Oh, I love blue. That's a. Have you had purple?
I've not had purple yet. I've had blue and
You know,
I've had orange.
red's good because I showed the people on the Patreon, but I sip it on a Faygo Red Pop. I bought it specifically for the podcast. Drank it all. Didn't even mention it till the end of the episode.
So
So I.
you'll have to buy another 40 of them.
Yeah, and thankfully Dollar Tree has them for cheap. Okay.
Thing. Let's
Let's
get the
you want
fuck
to
out of
wrap this
here.
shit up. Let's
Yeah, let's
clear the deli tray.
Let's wrap it up. I brought condoms and baby wipes to get everyone to get cleaned up now.
Go ahead and bust, Ryan. We're all waiting.
Well, first of all, let's thank our lovely patrons. You can join us at patreon.com/cafeteriapod for those $5 a month. You get a bonus episode every single week. We put some random bullshit on there sometimes as well. You get to kind of shape the show if you want. You can send us a message. We'll talk about things that you want us to talk about. And you can be one of the cool people that gets their name read, like Mikey3D, Risk Inverse, Lil Jesse, the Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Cazzini, Mr. Young Kermit, Paddock, Christina Downey, Oh,
Wow,
Paul Rain,
wow,
Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema,
Rhonda.
Greg Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, TC Libby, Prafro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, the Cafeteria Pod Tag Team Champions, Jason the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike Mad River Madman Hawk, Bronwyn Devonshire, the Lady, Tom Springsteen, aka Da Boss, Bart Chris Affy JR, and Robin Richards.
Old Deli Tray Robin.
That's what they call old baby wipes and
She
condoms,
brings orange slices to
Robin.
the orange. In case anybody gets tired.
Everyone just take a break. Check your blood sugar.
Where are you gonna be coming up, Ryan?
Oh, fuck, who cares?
All right.
No, I'm gonna be I think the next thing we got going on is actually our show together. Brent,
Damn.
March 28th, Purdue Fort Wayne University in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I haven't heard back yet. In theory, they might have been opening some tickets to the public. I don't know if they're doing that yet. So we'll see. Other than that, though, April 12th and 13th at the Dayton Funny Bone. April 20th, 420, baby, Bear River Casino
Yeah.
Resort in Lolita, California. I'll be with Bobcat Goldthwait and Doug Benson. May 4th, I'm at the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through the 1st of June, I'm at the Tulsa Looney Bin. And then the weekend after that, I'll be at the Little Rock Looney Bin. And
Damn, are you
so
staying out there between?
I think I'll probably come home. Just
What
that's
do you
a
want to see your little baby child?
yeah, it's more I don't want the old ball and gash to be like,
Yeah.
I gotta watch the baby while you're just the king of Tulsa. You're just living it up and living the high life in the fanciest city in America, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Drinking a case of Mountain Dew, pulling your pud.
Yeah, just pulling your pud, bringing baby wipes and condoms to the furry orgy.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, fucking shut up, man. Go.
Sorry. BrentComedy.com. It's my website. This weekend, as you're hearing this, March 22 and 23, I'll be in Niles, Michigan. Never heard of her, but I'll be at the Underground Comedy Laugh Lounge deal.
Ooh.
So, also, March 27th, I'll be at the White Rabbit Cabaret here in Indianapolis, doing a special edition of the Harder Brunch podcast, where it's a peep show. I think there's some burlesque, but there's also a peep eating contest for Easter. And I don't know if
Ooh.
they, I'm doing stand up, but I don't know if they're going to rope me into eating a bunch of peeps because that sounds not good.
Yeah, you gotta put them in your butthole. You gotta boof them.
I boof them. Yeah. I
That
like to,
that
and then
that.
I fart chubby bunny.
That. I was gonna say, old Trent Sucks and I. That's one of our running jokes about like playing Chubby Bunny incorrectly, where we just keep shoving things in our ass and then going Chubby Bunny.
I got no problem. I could
I
say
keep
it.
saying it. Chubby buddy. Yes.
May 3 and 4, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana. Later that month, 16th through the 18th, I'll be in Royal Oak, Michigan at the Comedy Castle. More dates coming. And we're continuing our remake season on They're Coming to Get You a Horror Movie podcast. We've watched Halloween. We've watched Friday the 13th, or no, A Nightmare on Elm Street. And we just did The Fly starring Jeff Goldblum. If you like to see a man pull off his own fingernails.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It sounds gross. So
Yeah.
I think that's it. Johnny's not here.
Johnny hates all of you, so he told us he gave us a message for all the loyal listeners. He said, "Go fuck yourselves."
Yeah, right in the A.
Yeah. Go F your own A. That's what
Yeah.
he said.
And go grab that deli tray, as always here.
As always, get balls deep in a deli tray.
By patrons and just
Nah,
regular people, I guess.
and you normies.